Chapter 10. The World We Live In. Unit 19. Standing Up for Animal Rights. The first historical supporter of animal rights is thought to be the ancient Greek thinker Pythagoras. Based on his belief that humans can return after death in animal bodies, he argued for treating animals the same as humans. Through the ages, cultures and governments have held varying views on the matter. In some cultures, only certain animals are granted special rights above other animals. Other cultures seek to care for and protect all animals equally. Animal rights in Western society became an issue of public debate in the 1800s. This was due in part to the influence of a growing moral philosophy focused on minimizing suffering and unhappiness in the world. The world's first organization for animal rights was created in England in 1824. This group was led by several members of Parliament. Their main goal was to reduce unnecessary animal cruelty, particularly to cattle. They achieved this by having laws passed and hiring inspectors to uncover violations. Similar groups soon sprang up across the rest of Europe. The first such American organization was created near the end of the Civil War. It was founded in New York City in 1866 by Henry Berg. Its primary focus was on preventing cruelty to domestic animals such as pets and horses. From the late 1800s until the 1970s, a wide range of laws were passed aimed at preventing both animal cruelty and experimentation on animals. Then, in the 1970s, the modern animal rights movement is considered to have begun. It was a direct result of the views of ethics philosophers around this time. In this regard, the animal rights movement is quite different than other modern social movements. No other movement has come as a direct result of developments in academic philosophy. The person generally regarded as the founder of the movement is an Australian philosopher, Peter Singer. His book, Animal Liberation, is known as the Bible of the animal rights movement. In this book, Singer argues that an animal's ability to reason is not a factor in their consideration for rights. Instead, the fact that they suffer is reason to take action. In addition to writing about animal rights, Singer also founded the Great Ape Project. This group is currently pushing the United Nations to take action in protecting the rights of the great apes. The best-known animal rights organization today is PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. This group was founded in the United States in 1980. It rose to early fame when co-founder Alex Pacheco went to work in a primate research lab. He was not really there to help with the research. He was there to gather evidence of animal cruelty. His discoveries resulted in the arrest of the head researcher and the establishment of stronger animal rights laws. PETA has since become the leader in the animal rights movement worldwide. It continues to seek action against practices such as factory farming, sport hunting, and fur trading. PETA has been criticized for some of its actions, though. In particular, it has been found to have ties with certain radical groups. One such group is the Animal Liberation Front, ALF, which is known to use violence as means to protect animal rights. Today, the issue of animal rights certainly appears to concern more people than before. This can be seen through certain practices that are becoming widespread. For example, more people today are willing to pay extra for things like eggs produced by free-range farms. However, society is still not in complete agreement on the issue. Many argue that protection of human rights is an issue worthy of more attention at present than animal rights.